This newsletter was published on the 29th of March. The prompt is read by me, Nikita David, and the reply was written by Pema Bakshi and is read by Cassie Bardol. Dilemma. A few years ago, I slept with my friend's boyfriend. It was a complicated situation. Their relationship had been in trouble for over a year, and they had discussed non-monogamy as a potential solution. However, I could see that this conversation was mainly driven by him and that my friend wasn't entirely comfortable with the idea. In fact, after she agreed that we could sleep together, she reached out to me privately and asked me not to go through with it. I wasn't interested in him as a partner, but I enjoyed the attention I received, and I found the whole scenario to be adventurous and exciting. My headspace at the time wasn't great. I'd just finished treatment for an eating disorder and was rediscovering my relationship with my body. I liked him because he was very open, logical, and informed on human sexuality, to the point that he was considering pursuing a PhD in sexology. I've also recently been diagnosed with ADHD, which had no doubt contributed to some poor life decisions. Regardless of the context, I was a consenting adult and an active participant. I willingly betrayed my friend, who went on to break up with her boyfriend after she discovered we'd slept together. She found out by reading our social media messages. I went into a bit of a dissociative state when they broke up and minimized my part of the downfall of their relationship. I never apologized to her. Now, a little older and wiser with more capacity for empathy, I'm wondering if I should finally reach out and apologize, or if opening old wounds would do more bad than good. She's blocked me on all social media, understandable, but I've heard she has a new partner and by all accounts she seems to be happy. I'm also terrified by how she might react and what she might say if I were to apologize. What should I do? Let sleeping dogs lie or finally admit to being a real dog? Note, I'm still friends with her ex-partner, though it's purely platonic. I met someone a few months after this whole thing went down and have been in an amazing supportive relationship ever since.
There's a lot to unpack here, and I'm quite torn myself. Not because I don't know what to do, but reading intentions isn't so easy over email. The picture you paint with your friend begrudgingly agreeing to this situation and then pleading with you not to go through with it breaks my heart. Even if they were non-monogamous, there's a huge difference between sleeping with new acquaintances and sleeping with your partner's friend. It would have taken a lot for her to ask you not to go through with it, and I'll never understand quite how that situation came about, let alone how you let her find out through other means. Were you going to tell her? I guess that doesn't matter now. I can sympathise with your mental state, and I hear you when you write that you just weren't yourself at the time. We've all had our bad friend moments or maybe hurt people in ways we wouldn't have thought possible, but nevertheless, we live with it. It's clear you feel bad and that there was no way that one night with a man, even with a PhD in sexology, was going to be worth an entire friendship. I'm really glad that you're in a better place. Closure is a funny word that gets thrown around a lot, and I'm truthfully on the fence. For me, closure is real. It just eludes us when we aren't honest about our real reasons for seeking it out. I guess my main question is, who are you apologising for? Let's explore two paths here. Firstly, you could leave it. Let sleeping dogs lie and live with the mistake and the lessons it taught you. She's moved on, so picking apart old wounds and drudging up trauma could cause her unnecessary distress. You seem happy too, so maybe it could all just be left in the past. The second option, you reach out. Maybe you could send an email explaining yourself, because I doubt she's going to make time to grab a coffee. She might rip you a new one, hurl all the words she wanted to back then at you, or simply reject the olive branch. But if you're seeking closure through belated apologies, why can't hers come in the form of a belated chew out? It's a very real possibility and not one to dismiss. Truthfully, your actions deserve her rage. Whatever you do, do not romanticize this process. It's hardly going to be a rosy story of reconnection. Personally, I think an apology, even one that ends in tears or screaming, is a necessary part of life. You noted that you never apologized at the time. And even if she has moved on, the lingering thought that you have no remorse and little regard for her friendship is the worst part of it all. In my mind, an apology, even a late one, could make the world of difference. Approach it with empathy, take full responsibility for your actions, and acknowledge the pain you caused. There's always the urge to explain yourself, but it's important to not make excuses either. It was a deeply shitty thing to do, and if you really want to apologise for her benefit, then you'll deal with whatever that brings. I can't tell you exactly what to do. All those years ago, you made a choice to go ahead with it and then another to not apologise. It's time to make a choice again, and while that doesn't have to define you, maybe this choice can. On another note, something that looms over all of this is the man in the equation. If you were going through recovery and were in a vulnerable state, as you've said, then he is not someone who has your best interests at heart. Frankly, I'm confused as to what keeps him in your life.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.